Blessed be the darkness, the vast expansion, the all-encompassing, all-surrounding womb of space. Blessed be the light, the penetrating point, the all-focusing, all-aligning core of creation. Blessed be the blade that divides the darkness from the light, thus generating duality, and from duality is all substance formed. The cleansing by water, the purity of salt, combining together, so merged we exalt. By the blade that separates the darkness from the light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I conjure this circle as a sacred place, shifting the confines of time and space, an island apart and a fortress between yesterday's sorrow and tomorrow's dream. Blessed be the vessel wherein the divided may unite. Welcome to the 10th episode of the Covening Podcast. I am your host, Lady Sitara. With the 10th episode, we are starting a new cycle of content production. I have already presented what I consider to be the basics of early coven training and ritual. I've opened the deepest mysteries of my own mind for you so that you can have a window into what motivates me. In other words, we've gotten a lot of serious business done. Now it's time for some fun. My ultimate plan for this podcast is to morph it into a variety show with lots of segments, including ritual pieces, poetry, some music, witchcraft lessons combined with tales of the olden days, jokes, Hittite lore, Jewish lore, magical techniques, occasional guests, and always something for whatever holiday is approaching. Speaking of which, I have updated the Cakes for the Queen of Heaven recipes on the transcripts page of covening.org. I'll be baking those cookies for March full moon, and I hope you enjoy them. It is always acceptable, encouraged, for you to contribute to this podcast by providing feedback, suggestions, and enhancement ideas. Another way you can contribute, if you are enjoying this content, is to share the podcast with your witchy friends. Thank you to those of you who are already doing so. I've been very encouraged by a recent peek at my statistics. And about those upcoming holidays, I wanted to give you enough time to plan for this one. Spring equinox is Thursday, March 20th, 2020, in the early morning hours. The spring equinox Akitu ritual is a crowd pleaser. It is intended to be performed clothed, outside, and in public during daylight or early evening hours, with costumes and props. Perform it at your local town hall green, park, or church lawn, I kid you not. I have mangled Akitu pretty badly to create this ritual, but the result is worth it. And if you dare to perform this outside, as intended, you will understand why. One thing we like to do in preparation for this ritual is to dye some eggs. At the end of the ritual, we will be hiding the eggs on the grass in the park or handing them out to the crowd, if there is one. We usually do this in coven either much earlier in the day and make an entire day of the celebration, or a few days before. We draw symbols and sigils on the eggs in crayon, maybe white crayon, of things that represent to us what we want for ourselves in the spring, and then dye the eggs with appropriate colors. Of course, if you have an objection to eggs, they could easily be chocolate foil eggs. This ritual was written for a coven of at least 6 people. Fewer than that, and the ceremony will be difficult to perform. With more than that, there will still be plenty for everyone to do. Add extra procession parade participants, extra musicians, extra pinwheel holders, extra bouquet and incense bearers, and of course, since there is cheering, extra voices to do the cheering and siren whistles. Costumes. You will need a dragon mask, preferably a red and black one, but it could also be orange. We are avoiding the color green for this mask because the dragon's opponent will be the Green Man of Spring, and we have reserved the color green for him and his followers. The Green Man should be dressed all in green, preferably in a suit of cloth fabric leaves. The dragon is traditionally a woman, and the Green Man is traditionally a man. Traditional as in Tiamat is a goddess, and Marduk, or Baal, a god. The costumes do not need to be elaborate, but if you can pull off elaborate, all power to you. For the dragon body, I just used a black cloth poncho, which could be slid over winter clothing. All participants except for the dragon should be encouraged to dress in either green or florals. Masks and costumes for the participants, other than the Green Man of Spring and the dragon, are optional. Props and supplies. You will need a written copy of the ritual, which I have provided on the transcripts page of covening.org. Baal, also known as the Green Man of Spring, will need a horned crown. He'll be crowned at the end of the ritual. If you want to be elaborate, add some green leaves to the crown. He will also need two different weapons. It matters not what these two weapons are, but whatever they are, they should be plastic. We are going to stage a play fight, and we don't want anyone to get hurt. A metal cauldron with a metal lid. The cauldron must be metal because we are going to be burning a real elemental fire in it. And the lid is so that at the appropriate time, the fire can be snuffed. We also need a cauldron stand so that the flame will be about hip or waist height. The flame in the cauldron represents the dragon's flaming breath, and it is over this flaming cauldron that the dragon will be tossing some flash powder during the rite, so we want the cauldron well away from participants' clothing that could catch fire. We want the fire where we can see it and tend to it safely. We need three items for the fire display: alcohol, Epsom salts, and flash powder. The flash powder, also called lycopodium powder, will be dispensed in small amounts over the flame by the dragon before or after each of the dragon's speaking lines. The alcohol used for the flaming cauldron could be either rubbing alcohol or vodka. We will be putting some Epsom salts in it. It will make a nice, sustainable flame. Pinwheels, at least four of them. Ideally, these pinwheels would all be the same size and shape, but in four different colors: one yellow, one red, one blue, and one green. These pinwheels are going to represent the four winds, who the Green Man will call on for help. Each pinwheel will be held by one person, standing in the appropriate direction for the pinwheel color. Now you know why we need seven people. If there are only six people, the MC will also need to be a pinwheel bearer. The basket of dyed eggs, which we made earlier, which should look exactly like an Easter basket. A long belt with a buckle for the first petitioner. Some incense sticks, siren whistles, and a frame drum. Cast. There are three major roles: the MC, the dragon, and the Green Man of Spring. The MC, master or mistress of ceremonies, job, in addition to the few speaking parts, is to have a copy of the ritual, prompt everyone for their parts, and determine the pace of the ceremony. The Green Man of Spring, who can be called Baal or Marduk if we are among pagan crowd only, is the hero who slays the dragon of winter. He has two plastic weapons with which to fight the dragon. The Dragon of Winter, who can be called Tiamat, if we are among pagans only, is the fierce fire-breathing dragon. The first and second petitioners have minor speaking roles. The cauldron bearer. This person will place the cauldron in the center of the circle, light the cauldron, be responsible for the flame height, duration, and safety. The MC doubles in this role if there are not enough cast people. The pinwheel brigade. This is at least four people, one for each direction, each holding a pinwheel of the appropriate color for that direction. The drummer. The musicians and chanters, equipped with siren whistles. The incense and basket bearer carries the incense and basket of eggs. The minor roles can be doubled up if necessary. General outline of the ritual. The performance area is identified in advance. If the cauldron is heavy or cumbersome, it should be brought to the center of the site in advance so that it does not need to be carried by the processional. The participants parade to the site. The pinwheel brigade take their directional places while the MC introduces the characters. The battle is enacted by the Green Man of Spring and the Dragon of Winter. The Green Man's first weapon is cast aside by the Dragon of Winter. The Green Man calls the four winds to help him. The Dragon of Winter's fire is snuffed. The Green Man slays the Dragon of Winter. The Green Man is cheered and crowned. Eggs are handed out to the audience, or, if there is none, the eggs are hidden outside. Ritual performance notes. The East, which aligns with the season of spring, corresponds to the element of air. Spring equinox begins with the sun going into the zodiac sign of Aries, which is cardinal fire. Anything that flies in the air or needs to be filled with air can be added to this celebration. Kite flying, bubbles, balloons, pinwheels, standards with ribbons. How a kitu is performed depends upon where it is performed. If performed among pagans only, the Green Man of Spring may be alternately called Baal or Marduk, and the Dragon of Winter may be called Tiamat. Among only pagans, the processional chant may be hoof and horn. In public, it will have to be something like kill the beast or down with winter, up with spring. The chant, bring us the Green Man of Spring, uses the same beat as lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Bring us the Green Man of Spring, bum bum. Bring us the Green Man of Spring, bum bum. The last two beats taken up by the drum. But among pagans, Iko Iko Azarak may be used instead. Among pagans, calling the four winds would be more appropriately the powers of the east, powers of the south, west, and north. Start here. The procession winds around for several minutes before coming to the ritual site. The dragon and Green Man lead the procession. The paraders chant, the musicians play, and Baal, the Green Man, brandishes his weapons. This chant should be either hoof and horn, or down with winter, up with spring, or kill the beast. The drummer should keep the beat. Upon arriving at the ritual site, the participants enter at the east, if possible, and pace around the circle Jeshel three times, still chanting. Then the drummer makes one loud beat and the paraders halt. The MC speaks loudly while the participants set up the props, the cauldron is assembled and lit, the dragon readies her flash powder, the pinwheel bearers take their directional place. The MC says, "We have gathered here to observe a kitu, the ancient ceremony of the commencement of spring. Here, the dragon of winter shall be fought and conquered by the Green Man of Spring. I shall introduce our characters. First, the Green Man of Spring. The MC points to the Green Man. The Green Man bows, brandishes his weapons, and make heroic gestures, while everybody else cheers and whistles, except for the dragon. The MC says, "Young and brave, strong and bold." The MC says, "Next, the Dragon of Winter," and points to the dragon. The Dragon of Winter releases the first bit of flash powder over the flaming cauldron, and everyone boos and hisses. The MC continues, "Cruel and cold, bringer of death, maker of sorrows." The MC says, "Surrounding them are we who wish to see the spring," and everyone whistles and cheers. And the MC says, "Finally, I introduce myself, Master of Ceremonies, your guide on this journey that takes us to a place that is not a place and a time that is not a time." By ancient legend, a time had come when there was cold and darkness upon the land. The grain wouldn't grow and the animals would not bear young. The Dragon of Winter ruled the earth. The people and the spirits of the land pleaded with the heavens, "Send us the Green Man of Spring. Send us the one who can conquer the dragon. I can hear them now as if it was yesterday." The first petitioner says, "Something must be done about the Dragon of Winter." The first petitioner shows the end of the long belt tied around their waist, as if to show how much weight they have lost. "Winter has thinned me to the bone. How can I eat if the grain will not grow?" The second petitioner says, "If winter does not end, we shall all surely die. We must find someone who can fight against winter." The Dragon of Winter says, "Your clamor is turning my belly. How dare you talk of destroying me?" Flash. "I shall kill you all, and then I will have some peace." And all in the circle except for the dragon circle around the Green Man, chanting, "Bring us the Green Man of Spring! Bring us the Green Man of Spring!" The MC signals the end of the chanting. Then the Green Man says, "I answer your call. I will do battle with the Dragon of Winter." And then everyone except the dragon cheers and whistles. And then the Green Man says, "I will be your avenger and your warrior." And then everyone cheers and whistles. "I will bring the green back to the land." And then everyone cheers and whistles. Some stand behind the Green Man as he faces the dragon in the center of the circle. Dragon, Flash, angrily. "You take the place of those cowardly ones who fear to fight me." Green Man, "You have weakened them with your cold and darkness. You must be stopped." Dragon of Winter, Flash, "It is not I who will be defeated, but you." Green Man swings at the dragon with his first weapon, and she knocks it out of his hands. Dragon of Winter, "Ha! See how you weaken. If you fight me, you will surely die." Flash. Green Man, "This battle has just begun, Dragon of Winter. I see I cannot do this alone, but I have allies who will aid me in this fight." The Green Man faces east. "I call upon the wind of the east." The eastern pinwheel bearer raises the pinwheel and says, "I will help you." The Green Man of Spring faces south. "I call upon the wind of the south." The southern pinwheel bearer raises the pinwheel and says, "I will help you." The Green Man faces west. "I call upon the wind of the west." The western pinwheel bearer raises the pinwheel and says, "I will help you." The Green Man faces north. "I call upon the wind of the north." The northern pinwheel bearer raises the pinwheel and says, "I will help you." The green man says, "I call upon the four winds to come to my aid in battle against the dragon of winter." And all of the pinwheel bearers raise their pinwheels and make whistling noises. "We will help you." The green man takes up his second weapon and approaches the dragon. The dragon of winter sprinkles flash powder into the cauldron, and the first petitioner puts the lid on the cauldron. The dragon of winter says, "The wind has robbed me of my fire." The green man slays the dragon with his weapon. The dragon of winter falls. The green man slips the mask of the dragon of winter off the dragon's face and holds it up in one hand and holds his weapon in the other hand high. All cheer and whistle. The first petitioner says, "You have saved us from the dark and cold, saved us from the sorrow of winter. You shall rule the earth so long as the green things flourish and the animals bear young." And then whoever is tallest crowns the green man with his horns, and all cheer and whistle. Then the MC continues, "And so it was that the green man of spring slew the dragon of winter, so that the earth would grow and be green again, and the air filled with the smell of blossoms and the songs of little birds and young animals." Now the basket bearer brings out the basket of eggs. "Now let us scatter our eggs and seeds, that they may bring us a fruitful return." Each person picks an egg out of the basket and either hands it to someone in the audience or hides it on the grounds. MC: "Thank you for joining us," or, if in a pagan place, "Merry meet and merry part." When the eggs are all scattered, the ritual is complete and the participants go to a feast. As I said, this is a crowd pleaser. It was written to be brief because in the Pacific Northwest, people don't typically want to spend a lot of time outdoors at spring equinox. But if you wanted to lengthen the drama, you could add more petitioners or more speaking lines for each petitioner, and more speaking for the calling of the winds, and more speaking lines for the wind's reply. If you amass a crowd, you could also get them involved. You could tell them that the green man isn't loud enough alone to call the winds. So when the green man calls "winds of the east," they all need to help him. Encourage them to be loud and make them do it more than once. By the way, for those of you who missed it, we are also doing magic. This is a political formula for ousting a powerful menace. One person needs to be courageous enough to challenge the menace head on. That person will inevitably fail in their first attempt. The failure is required. First, it shows the allies that they are needed, and second, it inspires the allies to join the fight. Together, they can defeat the menace. I'm leaving you with some music that was recorded in a living room more than 40 years ago. I hope you enjoy it. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Wasn't done quite like this, but...
Merlin was playing his pipes in the wood, and it sounded so good to my feelings. Heavy, heavy. Stirred the dance in my blood, and my fresh maidenhood started reeling. Sweetly it drew me, the sound that went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song laughing long. I'm sure that I hear it, oh let me draw near it, I wanna be. Round us the trees form a wheel in my mind. that if all womankind were careering. Softly she touched me, our hands intertwined, and we gently reclined in the clearing. Sweetly it drew me, the sound that went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song laughing long. I'm sure that I hear it. Oh, let me draw near it. I wanna be merrily courted in spring. Dewfall to starfall, she made love to me in a manner safe, free, and revealing. Swift-footed, light-footed, goat-footed, he played a sweet melody with such feeling. Sweetly it drew me, the sound that went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song laughing long. I'm sure that I hear it. Oh, let me draw near it. I wanna be merrily courted in spring. Daybreak and I wake to spring's sweet bouquet and a glorious day of beginning. Merton has gone on his magical way, but the equinox day leaves me spinning. Sweetly it drew me, the sound that went through me, as if sure it knew me, a maiden song laughing long. I'm sure that I hear it. Oh, let me draw near it. I wanna be merrily courted in spring.
I'll add that little.
By the blade that cleaves the darkness and light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I carve a tunnel to the mortal realm. As common persons we are masked until the circle be recast. Sacred ground remain unseen. Silence rules the worlds between. Till next we answer magic's call and meet together, witches all.